Now we return to news items. Success of the Theatre Royal's pantomime and filming both in the city and of a series set in Norfolk lend a theatrical feel to the next set of news items. Norwich Theatre Royal's Christmas pantomime welcomed ticket holders from all around the world this festive season. Around 50,000 visitors made the trip to the city during Cinderella's five-week run, and an estimated to have contributed £5.3 million to the local economy. People travelled from 18 different countries, including the USA, Australia, New Zealand and Singapore. More than 500 tickets were gifted to children in care and their foster families, thanks to cast member Jeevan Braish and a partnership with the Norfolk County Council Fostering Service. An additional 2,000 tickets were donated to Norfolk charities. The theatre has announced that its 2026-27 pantomime will be the all-new adventures of Peter Pan, and tickets are available now at a discounted price.
Our fine city is set to be one of the backdrops for a major detective drama. BBC film crews and actors for the latest instalment of Strike were spotted filming in and around the market, as well as in the Royal Arcade. The series, which was written by J.K. Rowling under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith, follows Cormoran Strike, a private investigator, as he and Robin Ellicott, played by Holiday Granger, solve criminal cases. The latest instalment, The Running Grave, tells the story of Strike and Ellicott, who have been hired by a family to investigate a religious cult that has taken their son. The filming began at the top of the market near the Forum and gradually moved towards the Royal Arcade.
Scenes depicting Norfolk in a reboot of a BBC crime drama have shown the county in a slightly different light. Inspector Linley returned to BBC One after a 20-year hiatus. The new series followed D.I. Linley as he is assigned to the Three Counties Major Investigation Team, which investigates crimes throughout Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. Despite being set in East Anglia, the entire series was filmed in Ireland, which means some famous spots in Norfolk look rather different. The base for the series is Horsford Police Station, which does not exist, with the nearest stations in Norwich. The first episode is set in a nondescript coastal spot, with the characters travelling to an island for the crime scene of a murder. Viewers were quick to point out the lack of East Anglian accents.
They say never work with animals, but Norwich Theatre Royal has made an exception for a group of fluffy four-legged friends. The venue has welcomed guide dog puppies in a bid to familiarise them with new and unique environments. Zoe Phillips, Assistant Director of Brand Revenue Growth at the Theatre Royal, said the event aimed to make sure the dogs felt comfortable. "We want to make the theatre as accessible as we can," she explained. "So when we have opportunities offering the space for charities to do training with us, it's something that we're proud to do."
A Norfolk stone carver, whose intricate works are showcased in London's Highgate Cemetery, has been recognised with a top honour. Tewsor Wilson, who is based near Aylsham, has been awarded the title of Royal Designer for Industry, RDI, an accolade which can only be held by 200 designers at one time. The title was presented by the Royal Arts Society after he was recommended for his creative stone carving work by caricaturist and ceramicist Roger Law, RDI. Mr. Wilson said, "I feel very honoured to be among such illustrious company." He's been involved in a number of well-known projects, including his work for Norwich Cathedral and a memorial for philanthropist and art collector Sir Joseph Hutong in Highgate Cemetery. Also, he's created a series of pieces around Norfolk based on extracts from the Domesday Book.